Episode 77, Unlocking the Power of Mapwork.
Welcome to the Principles in Practice podcast. This is where we discuss biblical principles for life and learning. I'm your host, Heather Hall, and this is my co-host,
Brian Hall.
Welcome back to the show. Thanks for joining me as we tackle the reasons for why map work is important in a homeschool. Did you grow up doing map work in school or your homeschool? I really don't recall doing any of it. Certainly we learned geography and had some memory work for that subject, but I don't think we ever did map work. The more I've been teaching with the biblical classical approach, the more I've come to appreciate map work. In fact, I can say that I love it and count it as a must for anyone's education. Let me explain why map work is important and what it looks like in a biblical classical education. Now, there's common map work, and that's done in many homeschools. For instance, there's blob mapping, which I actually like. Then there's the idea where students can draw general shapes of countries and states from memory, or students may simply label a pre-made map to help them memorize locations. Those are fine, and they serve their purposes. However, once you begin to understand how biblical classical homeschoolers study history, you'll begin to better understand how map work ties in with it. For example, when we study about the Protestant Reformation, we may complete a map and mark the routes of the pilgrims coming over to America. In particular, we are looking at it through a providential lens, how the gospel moves westward. Another example of a providential lens when we do map work is when we learn about the frontier period of our history, and we're looking at how the gospel moves westward in that time period as well. So did you catch that? In addition to learning about locations, we're looking at how the gospel moves westward. We're looking at how God's story of liberty for the individual and nations unfolds. So, above all else, our students learn how Christ is the focal point of all history. And in order to see that, our students learn of key individuals whom God uses in history and how they help carry the gospel westward. If you consider that the East Coast is where the pilgrims landed, then it will make sense about the importance of the gospel spreading westward, especially if, like me, you live on the West Coast. Additionally, we look at the means which helped to spread it westward. So, for example, during the frontier period, we may mark on a map things such as the Wilderness Road, the National Road, the Erie Canal, the Oregon and California and Santa Fe trails. Furthermore, we may also make note of the inventions during that time period. Key inventions like stagecoaches, Conestoga wagons, steamboats, etc. Essays may be easily written on any of those topics. So while we're studying geography, we're incorporating what we observe into the essays. And sure, there were some individuals who had other purposes for heading out on these trails that were listed, but our focus is primarily on who those individuals were whom answered a holy God by taking the gospel westward. So for those who put an emphasis on missions in their curriculum, here's a fabulous opportunity to teach American missions history. Now, how do we actually do the map work? So when we're doing map work in a biblical classical approach, we follow the map standard as explained by the Foundation for American Christian Education. All map names are labeled. Horizontal lines are made with a ruler and a pencil. Then the area being identified is written on the line. And pencil lines are erased after the labeling is complete. That's for grades 4 through 12. Labeling is done in block print, which means all capital letters, using a pencil, and that's for grades K through 4. Or in grades 4 through 12, a non-erasable black pen is used. And then blue caterpillar hairs distinguish all shorelines, for like the ocean, the sea, gulfs, bays, lakes, rivers. And then there are physical maps. Green colored pencils are used for plains, and brown colored pencils are used for mountains. Yellow colored pencils are used for deserts, and ice masses are left white. When it comes to political maps, nations or continents that border one another should be colored different colors in order to distinguish them one from another. And students should outline only, not completely fill in nations or continents, leaving room to label cities, states, nations, etc. There's a saying within the NOAA Plan curriculum that literature is the handmaid of history. Well, unquestionably then, map work is a handmaid of geography, in my opinion, for it gives us a visual picture of what happens on the stage of geography, and it engages students in the story of his story of liberty. It's almost as if the story becomes more vivid when a student traces the story for his or herself. Map work actually gives more meaning to history and geography. Map work is more than just the names of locations and physical features on a map, which tend to be viewed as dry facts. Indeed, it's the visual unfolding of what God is doing despite sinful man and the response of sinful man to holy God. To be sure, we see that some awful things take place as we study history and geography. But we also see some wonderful things. If we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, then we can see his work in the lives of men and nations. Plus, it's easier to remember locations and the history of trails and the like when we understand what God's purposes are. And it gives us a clear picture of hope. There was hope of the gospel spreading, and there's hope for that today. America is indeed a mission field to this day. So I put this question before you, dear fellow homeschool parent. Will you too help with missions in America by starting in your own home? Map work is an excellent way to teach America's mission history. Then perhaps you'll consider teaching it in a homeschool co-op or in a small group to other adults. I pray that God blesses your efforts if you make any of these choices. Well, listen, if you would like to be mentored and discipled in the biblical classical approach for your homeschool, then go to principledacademy.com and get on the wait list for the Biblical Classical Homeschool Experience membership. I look forward to seeing you in there.
As always, if you're looking for additional resources or support, you can visit our website at principledacademy.com, check out our shop and our blog, and you can also find us on Facebook at Christian Homeschooling with Bible Principles, also on Instagram under Principal Academy. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Well, this is Heather Hall.
And this is Brian Hall.
For Christ and His glory.